I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Monday, November 13. Coming up, Jamaicans urged to use antibiotics responsibly. Over 70 courtrooms to receive multi-million dollar video link equipment. And Noel Holmes Hospital gets new ambulance. The news in detail after the break.
Government pensioners, the Accountant General's Department invites you to our Pensioners Information Day, Friday, November 17, at the Michael University College, 1A Morosco Road, Kingston 5. Come for information, entertainment, health checks, prizes, and surprises. Registration starts at 9 a.m. Partners include the Ministry of Finance, Tax Administration Jamaica, the National Insurance Scheme, Administrator General's Department, SagiCorp, First Heritage Cooperative Credit Union, and the National Health Fund. Pensioners Information Day 2017, Friday, November 17, at the Michael University College.
Now the news. Digital audio and video link equipment is to be installed in over 71 courtrooms island-wide. This following the handing over of the technology Monday. The equipment, valued at approximately $232 million, was acquired under the government's Justice, Security, Accountability and Transparency, JSAT project, with support from the European Union. Justice Minister Delroy Chuck says the equipment is expected to go a far way in reducing the case backlog by facilitating effective prosecutions and secure testimonies.
Some of the features that will be available is that witnesses will now be able to give evidence from remote locations. The witnesses who are reluctant can now feel able to provide their evidence without having to face the accused face to face. It will also allow for the identity of the witness to be concealed.
Minister Chuck adds that the equipment will make the case information immediately available, removing the need for judges to take notes using longhand. The public is being urged to exercise greater responsibility in the use of antibiotics to help tackle the spread of antimicrobial resistance, AMR. AMR is the ability of microorganisms such as bacteria, viruses, and some parasites to develop immunity to antibiotics, antivirals, and antimalarials. This prevents traditional treatments from working and may cause infections to persist and possibly spread to others. Director of Veterinary Public Health in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Lynette Peters, says the misuse of antibiotics by members of the public is a major risk factor for the development of antimicrobial resistance.
There are lots of times when we even go to physicians and we tell them, please prescribe us antibiotic. I need some antibiotic. Sometimes the condition for which you request the antibiotic is not really needed for this condition.
Dr. Peters adds that persons should buy antibiotics from reputable sources and ensure they're taken as prescribed by a doctor. World Antibiotic Awareness Week is being observed November 13 to 19 under the theme Antibiotic, the End of an Era. The Noel Holmes Hospital in Lucy, Hanover has a new ambulance courtesy of the United Kingdom chapter of the Friends of Noel Holmes Hospital. The vehicle is valued at £40,000 and the donation was initiated by founder and chairperson of the charity, Gloria Leslie. Mrs. Leslie, a resident of the United Kingdom, is originally from Cascade in Hanover. She explains that the ambulance is fully outfitted with modern life-saving equipment.
In so doing, we hope to assist in improving the healthcare delivery in Hanover. The ambulance will make a huge difference to the people of Hanover.
Mrs. Leslie was speaking at the official handover of the ambulance on November 10. And the Ministry of National Security is reporting that plans are underway to have the National Police College of Jamaica, NPCJ, and its courses accredited by the University Council of Jamaica, UCJ. Chief Program Officer at the NPCJ, Karen Clark-Davis, says accreditation will bring regional recognition for the college as a premier training institution for security specialists.
So it's not just for the police that we're looking, because currently the college offers training and courses to many institutions that have security related needs. And so it will put us further in terms of us being a recognized institution of learning when it comes to issues of security.
Mrs. Clark-Davis was speaking in an interview with JIS News. The University Council of Jamaica is the accrediting, awards, and academic development body for degree, diploma, and certificate programs proposed and developed at approved higher education institutions. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.